Hello out there, everybody. How's it going? Today is Monday, April 6th. Just waking up here, watching the sun rise over the mountains here on the western slope of Colorado. Looks like it's going to be sunny and 60 today, so I'm looking forward to being outside doing some stuff in the yard. And I wanted to continue from yesterday, speaking a little bit about fear and the reality of this coronavirus we're all in. We're all having the opportunity to practice our own retreat, our own sense of isolation, solitude, withdrawal from the day-to-day regular events. And as I've talked to many people throughout the week, some people are really actually quite happy with the amount of time they're at home and the opportunity to be taking a break from the busyness of life. And for others, it's quite a challenge. It's quite a struggle, depending on where you are and what's going on for you. So there's a whole range of experiences happening right now. Yesterday, I spoke about metta practice being one of the antidotes for fear. And I wanted to offer a practice on that here this morning, a guided metta practice. But first, wanted to reflect and say a few words about this, what I believe to be sometimes fairly misunderstood term. So this term metta we have is the word I typically like to use because the English translations typically aren't so great in terms of the first and foremost, the most common one that people associate with metta is this term loving kindness, which is a fairly inaccurate term to describe the quality of metta. Now, of course, I don't have anything against loving kindness. It's a nice and quite lovely concept, but it's not really quite accurate in terms of what metta is. So we look at the word, the Pali word metta comes from Pali Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, it's mitra. It's rooted in this word mitta, M-I-T-A, mitta, which literally means friend. It also means a sense of swelling up and a type of overflowing of experience. Those of you who have been in Buddhist contexts and communities before already know this word anyway. You just probably haven't made the association when you hear this often term called Kalyanamitta. Kalyanamitta, translated as spiritual friend, which really actually just means good friend. A good friend is somebody who supports you in your practice. And so we find that there's a direct correlation between metta and mitta. And that this the friendliness is the most probably accurate way. And the idea that we could love everybody is so unrealistic. It really sets us up for actually being involved with people and situations and relationships that we probably shouldn't. And also puts it up in a bar where we're really putting this unrealistic expectation on ourselves that one could love everybody. But we can certainly be friendly to everybody. We can be friendly to people that we don't like so much, whether they're coworkers or family members or just people we see on the regular. And that this is meant to be an appropriate attitude. It's really probably one of the most primary dharmic attitudes that one can have. And it's actually understood to be a path to liberation itself. Of course, our culture and our way of thinking about Dharma in America is so wisdom-based. We're very wisdom-privileged. We want to know. We want to understand. We want to have the answer. We want to be smart. We want all of those qualities. We've kind of put them on a pedestal over the experience of just being kind and being friendly. A really universal experience, but it's very rich within the Buddhist tradition. And it is actually a mindfulness practice, even though we may learn, you know, we learn concentration practices, we learn awareness practices, we learn heart practices. We've sort of compartmentalized them, which is helpful and okay to some degree, but we want to see them They're all supportive of each other. So when metta supports other contemplative practices, this is really the core root anchor that we want to have. Without this, we'll find practice to be challenging, to be critical, to be judgmental. And the reason why it's so important, especially when we think about meditation here in our culture, is that we're so hard on ourselves. Most people don't experience their mind as a friendly companion. So we really want to undermine that and try to overcome that in a way that is meaningful, realistic, and something we have to strive for. So you can begin here by finding a seated posture that feels good, allowing the body to be upright and alert, and releasing any tension so there's a sense of relaxation and ease within the body. In here for this short practice, we'll do about 10 minutes of metta, and I'll use the most traditional, common entry point practice for those of you who might be new or need a refresher. And I use three phrases. I've been using the same one for 20 years and I've gotten a lot of mileage out of them, as have others. And that is, may I be at ease, may I be at peace, and may I be content in this moment just as it is. Now, these, I'm not using words like love or kindness or friendliness in these phrases, because these are the expression, these are the ways in which these qualities are supported by being at ease with ourselves, being at peace with ourselves, and being content in the moment, whatever we find ourselves in with the moment. And so you can, again, allow your body to be upright, relaxed. You can allow your eyes to close. And bring your full awareness into the present time experience. And we'll start and end with the bell. So allowing your mind, awareness, to pour out of your head down inside your body, filling your body full of awareness. Pouring the mind into the body, inviting the mind down into the body, connecting with the contact of the body in the chair, feeling your feet on the floor or however they are, hands rested and relaxed. Bringing awareness to the sensations of the in and out breath. Breathing in, receiving the in-breath, allowing the whole body to breathe in. And seeing if you can connect and sustain your attention with the full length of the in-breath, the whole thing. Breathing out. Connecting and sustaining your attention with the full length of the out-breath. And cultivating mindfulness of breathing here in the present time experience. And as you continue to monitor the sensations of breathing in and breathing out, you can begin to connect with your own deepest wish, your own deepest desire to be at ease, to be content, to be safe, and to be okay in this moment, and to be okay in this world just as it is. So taking some time to access that wish, that desire for yourself. And then beginning to offer yourself these metta phrases, these inclining the mind and heart towards a kind and friendly attitude and relationship by offering the phrase internally to yourself as you breathe in and breathe out. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content. In this moment, just as it is. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment, just as it is. Breathing in, breathing out, connecting with the slow and steady rhythm of the in and out breath, allowing these phrases to be repeated in a slow and steady rhythm. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment, just as it is. However it is right now, may I be at ease. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment, just as it is. However it is right now, may I be at ease. May I be content in this moment, just as it is, however it is right now. May I be at ease. And if you recognize that your mind wanders, you get lost in thought, you become distracted, that's okay. No reason for that to be a problem or a concern or anything other than something that's being recognized and being sent with a sense of ease and kindness. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment just as it is. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment, just as it is. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment just as it is. Breathing in, breathing out, connecting with the slow and steady rhythm of the in and out breath, allowing these phrases to be repeated in a slow and steady rhythm. May I be at ease. May I be at peace. May I be content in this moment, just as it is, however it is right now. May I be at ease. Thank you for your practice here. I hope that you have a good day, an easeful day, remembering these phrases as best you can throughout any moments of concern, worry, and distress. And I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.